Would you look into to last week a little bit?
We're very happy, you know. The expectation from people probably coming down is that you do it, but we scored 7 tries to nil. We scored over 50, no one scored more than 7 tries against them, so and that you have to be happy. Is there those we can improve on? We know we can. This is a brutal league, really is, and the margins, even with games, within games that you lose by a good few scores, sometimes are a lot tighter, and we're just going to fight tooth and nail. We started last season with 2 out of 5 and then lost to Scarlets and lost to Claremont. This year we're 3 out of 5, so we're actually better off than we were this time last year. So it must have been brutal last year. Anyone thinks we're going away, got another thing coming, and we look forward to the fight. It's just got to be, when you see the table, when you see the matches, you just have to be right there. And it was nice to get a bit of continuity, a few players out there. Nev 8 from 8, Marlon with a couple of tries, and then a pretty big challenge up at Welford Road next week as well. So that's the next job.
What actually pleased you most today, Connor? I mean, you mentioned the continuity there, but
What we talked about is that, you know, there's a lot of talk about games and when you're not scoring, and we haven't started the season as well. Of course we haven't, as we want to, but we haven't done what we've done over the last 4 years in attack, in the way we play and what we've achieved, without doing a heck of a lot right. So to write us off after 4 games is pretty insulting, but the only way we can answer that is on the pitch, and that's by doing our job. But I want us to do it our way. I want us to do it the Quinn's way. It doesn't mean it's the right way, but it's our way, and that's what I asked for today. I just want us to be us. If we're us, I'm happy. Don't care about the result. I actually don't care about the result, because it looks after itself, and you can see that in what we've done. So we have to go out and make sure we do that week in, week out. Does that mean that Welford Road is an unbelievably difficult place to go and get a result? Yes, it is. But you have to be willing to fight. And actually, the little things in matches go your way, Brendan, when you work hard. That's what this team is based on. So we've got a lot of guys who like a fight, like a challenge, and that will be the next challenge next week, and then it'll be back in, then it'll be into Europe. So this is just such a long season, such a brutal season, but we're ready for it.
Is it fair to say there's an unpredictability about the league this year that we haven't seen for a while?
No, it's horrible. It's horrible. But it wouldn't be fun. I mean, sport is about emotion, and emotional. The reason when you achieve things, there's such a high, and everyone enjoys it so much, is because the emotion of the other end is so huge, and the spectrum, and just the sheer roller coaster that you go through within a year makes it very special to achieve something. So I think this year is going to be, I said last year it would be brutal, I think this year it's going to be even worse. But it's exciting. It's exciting for everyone. But I just want to make sure we get our game out in the park and we play the way people recognise us, and we have plenty of time left to do that. And today was a really, really good start. And as I said, Nev 8 out of 8. Marland got players off the pitch, got other people on the pitch. Great news during the week. And you talk about, you know, something that the whole squad has just got such a boost from. And George Lobin signed off to come back after 13 months. You know, he'll play in the A game Monday night, and we'll see him in a Quinn's jersey again. And if anyone has shown what fight and what coming against adversity is, it's George, and he'll be a beacon that I think a lot of people will rally around. So that's another positive bit of news that we got this week. And a few injured players back always helps.
Talking of injured players, what was wrong with Marlon? Joe
Marr. I just took him off. When he went off,
he went off, and
the minute you get a knock in the head, there's a HIA. You have to go off. Mm. And he was able to go back on, and then I decided to sub him. So in terms of, he was absolutely fine. So, but the head knock, it is an automatic. You have to go off the pitch, which is absolutely correct. And we're going to see a lot more of that during the season. But he passed every test. He's fine.
Good to see Marland on the score sheet after.
Yeah, he. First month. Joe was beside me at the end of the game, Marler, going past the ball, and I was saying, just get in and score. And Joe turned to me and said, well, there you go. I was telling him to pass the ball. And, you know, Marland said afterwards, I wouldn't pass it to anybody. It's really important, you know. I think his professionalism, his work ethic, his physicality. I mean, he was taken under a high ball there today, which I've seen other things happen and those sort of things. And we saw Mike Brown last week, and we really do have to protect the back three. I know that's coming from me as an old back threeer, but when you're up in the air, you have to be protected. His professionalism has been unbelievable to watch. He was ill during the week, and he sent a text message to me that night, despite having been home all day, with vomited and diarrhoea, not to be printed that. And
you can't spell
that. Yeah, I struggle with that as well. And he sent me a text that night, watching our training online, asking about a play that we'd run in that match during the session. And that, to me, says a huge amount about a bloke and where his mind is at. So very happy. We just want to get more and more ball, but I thought the other fellow on the other wing looks pretty tidy as well. And say Gilo and Matt Hopper back in the middle, Tom Casson back out there. Hopefully Harry Stone and Jordan Turner Hall just got knocks last week, that they'll get back in the next week or so. The struggle will be the A game on Monday night, trying to get a team out on Monday night, and then you have to play Friday. But I'll go in and talk to Dips now about that.
Do you have any sympathy for Welsh and Justin for their where they are?
It's tough. And it's tough to be, you want to be competitive and you see light at the end of the tunnel. It's a huge game for them against Newcastle. Don't forget, it was 15-10 against Gloucester in the 65th minute. It was 18-10 or so against Sale in the 65th minute. It's not that they haven't been competitive in certain games. And that's what they're going to have to look at when they play Newcastle next week. They were right in it against Gloucester, right in it at one stage. So they will beat somebody. And if they do that, then they'll get more confidence. But, you know, it is tough getting beaten like that. But I'm sure they'll pick themselves up.